Okay, pick your Bible, your notes, and your pen. If you're not with a pen, a note, try and find an app in your phone that can take notes and ensure you are always going back what you have studied in church. Church is not for celebrate. It's not a social gathering. As a man that comes from Maiduguri to this place almost every weekend, just to be blessed. You know that's a lot. That's a lot. That means I'm not paying his flight ticket, he pays himself here. That's serious. Amen? Just for church. It's not only serious, it's heavy. Most of us, we have been used to going to church at our backyard. The closest church to you is where you attend. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of us, we have been used to that. Once you just get to a new location, say, what's the closest church? Even if it is Satiguru Maharaj. Is that guy still alive? Huh? I was hearing some rumors that he went. And whereas you traveled from Lagos to Oxford to get the best education. But church, you said what? The closest. Why is it? If you are to attend the closest university to you, which one would you have attend? Maybe one, none. Hallelujah. If you are to attend the closest secondary school to your house when you are in secondary school, it's going to be serious. Hallelujah. Let's make a rule. Ensure you send your kid to the closest school. Because you know there's one in front of our house, that daycare wife, you know that daycare in front of our house, just take him there. That's going to be doing A, B, D, E, F, E, G, B, E, E. Your daughter will just come home with Oshun accent. Oh. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, today, I'm just taking it slow because I've told you already, just relax. Relax today. Title will be, What is Man? What is Man? Don't forget, don't only write down the scripture or the headline. Follow through. I'll do my best to, although be fast, but to go through this patiently with you today. What is man? Number one, I want to say this. A truthful message. Hold on. See, we all owe our members simple and honest Bible interpretation. I believe every man of God, the can in Nigeria, we should be having a national gathering. That all we are just going to be emphasizing is that, are we simple and honest with our Bible interpretation? Because Bible is like the authority of God. Now, and the preacher is like the mouthpiece of God. That will mean the way you interpret the Bible can damn people. The way you interpret the Bible can send men into captivity. You can use this Bible to gather millions for yourself. And people will have to obey because you are using the Bible. And the Bible is God's authority. You just go and open one strange revelation, one strange grammar from the book of Ezekiel. We say, in the first day of King Darius, something was split up and they dropped 30 shekels of silver. And so therefore today, for you to see your breakthrough, you must drop. Now, they will not call it shekel again. They want to say 30 what? Dollars. Simple and honest Bible interpretation. You must not use the Bible to manipulate a girl to marry you. You must not use prophecy. That is why it will be very childish for you to say, you want to go and propose to a girl, say, thus saith the Lord. Are you okay? Who wants to marry her, the Lord or you? Whatsoever you have received from the Lord is to convince you. You are the one to now go down. Please, based on all the facts I think I have, I want you to be my wife. Simple. Not saying God said. Shut up. Amen. You must not use that authority of a preacher wrongly. No. No. A million times no. We are all going to be accountable over how we use this authority of preaching. Of preaching. You can't say your own thing. You must be honest. What is the Bible saying? Let me say it that way. How can you go to the Bible and you say the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that mankind ate, that we all became damned today, that it is tight? What is that? That Adam fell in the garden because he didn't pay his tithe. Stay honest. If it is there, say it. If it's not, if you ask him some question, if I don't know it, what will I say? I am not sure. I will get back to you. I will not go and conjure stuff, you know. Praise God. Say simple and honest Bible interpretation. Say we must be sincere with Bible interpretation. And I have to tell you that today, that in this place, because I believe I'm not the only preacher here. I'm also building preachers here. So we must be sincere. For instance, a truthful message on prosperity or abundance must not leave us in doubt of how God will do it. A truthful message of prosperity. Somebody is saying, can we preach prosperity? Of course. But you must talk about how God will do it. It must be well buttressed with a doctrinal explanation of how it will be done. I'm not saying you should start doubting the miraculous, but to caution men against walking in the flesh, to caution men against being manipulated and manipulating another. Not making this clear can breed greed, unhealthy pursuit, manipulation. If you just say God will bless you, and I didn't tell you how God will bless you, it can make you start manipulating figures in your office. We must always teach things fully. Not making it clear can make people attempt to start cheating. Please, do you get what I just said? If I tell you God wants to prosper you, okay, and I didn't tell you how God prospers, you now suddenly saw an alert tomorrow, 200K. Instantly, you transfer it from your GT account to your maybe Heritage Bank or one bank that doesn't exist. You transferred it. And after, in the middle of the year, when GT Bank was now doing their audit, you have given testimony in church that, God has done it. You know, and we have several cases like that. You can ask bankers, several cases that they have done testimony time, they have even paid the tithe of the money. And when bank is now doing their audit, they now discover that they sent a money to the wrong person. What will you now do? You say, no, God has given me the money. Hallelujah. Somebody is saying, if I receive an alert that is not, I don't know the sender, should I not spend it? Abba. What if it's your own money that enters somebody else's account? You should spend it, Abby. Put yourself in that person's shoe. What is in James 1:17? Every good and perfect gift coming from above, from the Father of who? Light, there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God's gift will not leave you in a doubt. God's gift is not, you say this wisdom, the wisdom that is from above is what? Is pure, peace is, sorry, remind me of James chapter 2, right? The wisdom which is from above is free of greed. So it will be honest, call the bank. Sir, I saw this alert. How did they can explain? There's no spiritual transaction. I think I will get there a bit more today. So If I tell you, let me say it again. If I tell you God will bless you, I should be honest enough to tell you how God will do it. For instance, do you know why I calm down on miracle money? I will just do this. You know why? Because they now ask one of the main promoters of miracle money in Nigeria. How do people get this miracle money? That means you are just going and, you know, money happens in your pocket. I'm not doubting miracles, so don't get me wrong today. But they asked, but me, I was one of the promoters that, because of my previous experiences and what I still believe God for, I said, of course, it happens and it will happen much more, and it will happen. But you know, I don't have to, wait, why did they now calm down? One of the men that we are following in this miracle morning crusade, they now asked him one day that, okay, how does this money come? He said, when people have accidents, he said, angels will go to the vehicle and take the money of the dead people and come and put it in the pocket of saints. The angel cannot rescue people. He rescued their money. Blood money. That's ridiculous. Instantly. I just stopped promoting it. That was at least 3 years ago, 2-3 years ago now. Of course, I'm not saying you should doubt miracles provision, but since it's not even well taught in the scripture, I became silent on the matter. Hallelujah. If you tell a woman God is looking for the fruit of the womb, and you laid hands, and you didn't tell her what she needs to do. Are you expecting another miraculous conception? You must not say, there's some phrase that we must avoid in the body of Christ. I don't care how God will do it. It looks subtle, but we must avoid it. It can happen anywhere. And that means the woman too can get pregnant by the prophet impregnating the woman. We know how God can do it. We have examples in the Bible. Praise God. Are you with me? So don't be used to stuff. Anyhow, I don't care how God will do it, but you will be a billionaire this month. Then you start going to your office to manipulate figures. Start running after ambitions until you are nothing in the kingdom of God again. Until you are nothing in spiritual things. Until they tell you that who is Jesus, you say, maybe it's my business partner. Holy Ghost, my what? My business partner. Hallelujah. So the preacher, write this down, the preacher must be professional in the use of words. You must be professional. You must be clinical. Because lives and generation will survive or crumble based on what we say. Lives and generation will either survive or crumble based on what we say. And our demonstration of the miraculous must also submit to the teaching ministry. Our demonstration of the miraculous must submit to the teaching ministry. Say, we owe all men honest and sincere and complete Bible interpretation. Now, Philippians 4 verse 19. Say, I am careful in explaining scripture. Say, I am patient. Philippians 4 verse 19. Are you there? Are you ready? Let's read this together. I'll start today by explaining this. Are you there, everybody? Don't worry, I want to give you enough information today so that throughout the week you can have enough. 4:19, want to go? Let's read. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Did Paul tell you what God will do? Yes. Did he also tell you how God will do it? Yes. God will supply what? All your needs, but according to what? His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Wow. You know, Well, after I prepared this message some weeks ago, I was careful because I said, this is what I'm about to say. I've not really heard it so much in plenty places. So I don't like also saying things for the first time. And luckily, I now saw one last Pastor Sekou's message. And he explained the same thing. I said, wow. What are God's riches in glory? He said he will supply your needs, but how? According to his riches in glory. What are the riches of God in glory? That should be your question. Where is God's investment located? Is it in Fort Knox? You know where it's called Fort Knox? You know where it's called Fort Knox? U.S., their gold reserve. That's the most secure building in the world. That's why they have their gold. So is that where we have God's riches in glory? Is it in CBN? See, Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But the resources of the earth cannot be the riches of God. We are in glory. Say in glory. In glory. So the resources of the earth has been given to men. Brother Lou, you saw that post that Samimi tagged us, tagged me and you and Brother Joshua. Hey, that's serious. A man of God came, he said he was dedicating maybe the house of one of his members. He now wrote on it, he said, no unbeliever, right, has the right to God's blessing. He said, no unbeliever, I tag you now, saw it, I mentioned your name, you read it? He said, no unbeliever has the right to enjoy any good thing on earth, that everything is for them. He said, see your life, how much is in your account? I told you last time, I said, the top 70 richest people in the world. Okay, let me say this way. There are 70 people in this world that they possess half of the world's wealth. All the 70, none of them are Christians. Like, all the money in the world, divided by two, half of it belongs to 70 people. you know, that should be scary, right? That should be scary. No unbeliever has any right to enjoy good things. Oh, if it has not gone around believers, no unbeliever has the right. Abba. Did he say the earth he gave to Christians? No, the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the world. Children of men. Matthew chapter 5, Alaji. He said he caused his rain to what? Fall upon the just and the unjust. He said he is kind to the evil and to the unthankful. When rain is falling on your farm, does the rain fall only on the ground of Christians and not on the Muslim? Or else all of us will be hungry in this country. Because even Christians, we don't farm. Amen. Praise God. What is that? How will God, what is now God's, where is now God's mercy? When God will leave the unbeliever to starve? When Jesus came on earth, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with what? With the Holy Ghost, then with power. He went about doing good, healing who? All that were oppressed of the devil, not Christians. And all of them that he healed in the four Gospels, where were they on the day of Pentecost? They were not there. He healed sinners. He healed sinners. Praise God. So any man can enjoy the things of the earth. Praise God. How? Men enjoy the things of the earth by hard work and smartness. I will leave the other ones like inheritance and the rest. But hard work and smartness. Pray from now till next year. Of course, you know I'm not downplaying prayer. Just like prayer has its own purpose. But pray from now till next year. Your prayer will not give you the type of money that Dangote has by what? Hard work and smartness. That's why I put this, I didn't know if it's a Facebook post. I said, the things of this world, it answers more to your hard work. What is Facebook? It's not just an idea. Is Facebook already, are they 15 years old? No. Just an idea. Programming. Is it by the Spirit of God? No. Bill Gates, is it by the Spirit of God? No. And don't tell me that they are not rich. Those guys, they are wealthy. They are there. Don't say, no, those ones, they are not really money. You know the money of my... which money? Go and compare. You are talking about, my pastor has private jet. Some people, their pastor, they have airport. I'm sorry. They have airport. They have a fleet of jets. Not... Thank you, sir. They have airlines. Thank you, sir. Airlines. This is your private jet. See, don't be. I'm not in private jet, though. Hope you know. Just a plane that has just few number of seats. Simple. Some of them, they're not even there executive. They will buy some of them fairly used. I'm serious. I know what I'm saying. Go and ask them. How many of you bought your private jet new? Go and ask them. Some of these are plane that you are seeing up and down. They are planes that they have used 15 years ago, 10, 20 years ago. In fact, 1989 plane. We see entire it here. But they just paint it, do everything. You think it's recent. Sorry for all those distractions. So, if you are smart, I am sorry. Let me tell you this clearly. I can say this anywhere. Bishop is not rich because of faith. Please, that guy is smart. Sorry, our daddy. Sorry for saying that. I don't plan to derive him for around this day. Sorry. There's no point. And we should celebrate his smartness for his smartness. It's not a function of who you are in Christ. Hallelujah. So you can look at his business life, learn from it. Also look at his faith life, learn from it. Expert of faith, different. Smartness, different. Now, you can ask me, is there an interface between the two? Yes, but we get to that later in this message. Just relax, okay? It's me and you today. Amen. Say there is riches on the earth. Say ideas are not from above. They are here. So as a Christian, you are encouraged to pursue after any honest trade. Now, do you know when your faith will not come in? As a man, pursue trade, pursue money. But as a Christian, pursue what? Honest trade. Do honest business. So the gospel will moderate your character irrespective of what? The work you are doing. That is why we can have a preacher that is an army officer. We can have a preacher that is a musician. The drummer of Obesere or whoever you call them may be a good Christian. That's why I tell some people that you have a good voice does not mean the good voice is how you serve God. The good voice is to make money. But once you call, so don't convert it automatically to ministry. How do you serve God? How you serve God will be more of what you are saying. But how you promote yourself will not be your what? Your tushiness, the studio, everything. Good stuff, make money. But once you are in church, the talent, what do you do? Pocket it. What will you use there? The gift of the Spirit. So you will not come here and you use the talents that you are using in the show. That one is for show. You will know how to separate them. Are you with me, brethren? Praise God. So, what are the riches of God in glory? Let's check scripture. Ephesians 1:18, be fast. Ephesians 1:18. The eyes of your understanding. Please be fast. Open your Bible. I love everybody to open their Bible. You open your Bible. I can't spare you from not opening your Bible. Ephesians 1:18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the what? Hope of his glory. Let's read the latter part together. And what's the riches of the glory of his inheritance where? In the saints. Good. Go to Ephesians 2 verse 10. Be fast. Ephesians 2 verse 10. For we are his workmanship. That workmanship in the Greek is poema. P-O-I-E-M-A. It means we are his product. We are his executed job. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So, saints are God's possession. His inheritance is not just in the saints. His inheritance is the saints. Saints is our God's inheritance. Colossians 1 verse 12. Habib, open, be fast. We are God's pride. We are God's finished product. We are God's finished product. Colossians 1 verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father who has made us meet to be what? Partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Colossians 2 verse 13. Come on. Open this church. Open. Colossians 2 verse 13. And you being dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your flesh, at he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. 14. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. So when he came out of the dead, he came with us. See that verse 15. Maybe you didn't see what I'm saying there. Having what? Spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them out openly, triumphing over them. He came out with us. Are you with me, brethren? Are you with me? Matthew 27. Open. Don't be tired. Minimum you open, minimum. Let me say 55 scriptures today. And we are now at number 6. Is it 55 scriptures? Yeah. Matthew 27, Jerry. Don't mind that. So when Jesus came out of the dead, he came with us. When that prophecy said in that should be Psalm 24, lift up your heads, O ye gate, and be lifted, ye what? Everlasting door. We let the King of glory call me. He, that is why the second coming of Jesus is not coming for the saints, he's coming with the saints. Are you with me? That's eschatology. He's coming with the saints. See Matthew 27, verse 50. He displayed us as a proof of his victory. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost, and behold, the veil of the temple was what? Rent in twain from top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. 52, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept what? Arose. 53, want to go? And came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. Hallelujah. Say we are his trophy. Say we are God's World Cup. We are God's World Cup. Hallelujah. We are his Ballon d'Or. What do you call it? Ballon d'Or. I hate that thing. Name sounds demonic. Okay. See Romans 8:27. We are God's trophy. We are God's trophy. Romans 8:27. Are you there? Are you there, brother? Come on. You are God's inheritance. Romans 8:27, and he that searcheth the earth knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to God, to the will of God. And we know that all things worketh together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, what did he do? He predestinates to be conformed, suchematizo, to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. 30, want to go? 30, yes? Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. Whom he justified, them he also what? Say, I am glorified in him. Say, we are glorified in him. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Know ye not that you are the what? Temple of God. Glory to God. Say, I am the temple of God. Say, I am God's temple. Know you not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelt where? In you. Ooh, glory. Let's see verse 17. And if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Well, before I thought you have a girlfriend that you would defy the temple of God. You understand? How does the temple of God get defiled? Huh? Let's see. See verse 10. Verse 10. What's there? According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as well, I'm not saying go and have girlfriend, though. Don't get me wrong. Verse 10. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another build thereon. Let's read the latter part together. Yes? But let every man take heed how he build thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Verse 12. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by what? Fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. But if any man's work shall be burned, he shall what? Suffer loss. But himself shall be saved. Yes, so by what? By fire. So, how will God destroy the man that is defying the temple of God too? His works will what? His works will burn. That means before God, he will have no reward. Are you with me? So, don't pick that destroy, and you now mark it with the destroy in Hebrews 2. How the devil is destroyed. Amen? They are not the same. Okay, flow with me. Say I'm God's property on earth. That is why even if heaven and earth gets destroyed, you are not going to be destroyed with it. Why? You are God's investment. You. I didn't say you carry God's investment. You are. He saved the world. Body, soul, and spirit. Remember 1 Thessalonians chapter 5? He said, I pray God that what? Your spirit, your soul, and your body be what? Preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus. Faithful is he that call you, who also what? Will do it. Praise God. Say, I am God's own. So see that 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Don't worry, we are moving. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Sir, do you get what he's saying? Right, Tammy? Do you get what Basu is saying? Basu is saying the messages of rapture must not scare you. Don't be shaking in mind. You must not hear rapture and instantly your blood pressure just goes from 190 to what? 180, 160. Are you with me? The message of rapture is to comfort the saint. In fact, I noticed something in the Bible. The times that Paul shared rapture with them was when they were under persecution. To comfort them. It's not a regular message. It's not an every Sunday sermon. It's in Ephesians, Colossians. It just tell you off, but no details. See where I'm going. Chapter 2, verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a what? Falling away first. That falling away day is not falling away of the saints. It's not, you know, the way they say there will be massive backsliding, then Jesus will come. No. See, who will fall away? That the man of what? Sin be revealed, the son of perdition. But she may say, look at the Bible, not my face. Not your Bible. Good. So, falling away is not of the saints, it's for the man of sin. That's who they call. He's talking about the disclosure of the Antichrist. Verse 4. Who opposes and exalts himself above all things that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Verse 5. Remember not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Verse 6. Are you there? And now you know what we told that it, that he might be revealed in his time. Verse 7, everybody wants to go. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he is taken out of the way. Hallelujah. Who is letting? Who is preventing? The church, the saints, the people who have the Spirit of God. The way eschatology puts it is that it's the Spirit, and the Spirit is taken out of the way that the Antichrist cannot manifest fully. But where is the Spirit? Is he living in stones, in system, in buildings? No. Where? In saints. So until saints are glorified, there cannot be a manifestation of the Antichrist. So quit all those things you are hearing before you say it's Obama. Wow, Obama is the devil. Obama is the Illuminati. He's coming. He's the one that will kill us all. Very soon, Obama went. Say, now it's Trump. It's Trump. He has got, they have called Adolf Hitler Antichrist. They have called it, it's just joblessness. Unnecessary exegesis. I don't know if you read that one I told you to read yesterday where we bought Suya. Praise God. Verse 8. Come on, don't get tired. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Verse 9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and sign with lying wonders. Verse 10. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Go to verse 12. Just go to verse 17, please. Comfort your heart and establish you in every good thing. Oh, I'm looking for something. Where's comfort? Okay. 16 and 17, I want to go. 16, 17, yes. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your heart and establish you in every word and good work. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the message of rapture is to what? Comfort. So back to where I am coming from. Philippians 4 verse 19. So how will God supply the need of the Philippian church that Paul was praying for? How will God supply their needs? Who is the riches of God in glory? Who? See that Philippians 4 verse 17. That would mean the same ways they gave to Paul, the same way they supplied the need of Paul when he was in scarcity, same way saints too will supply your needs. He's not talking about miracle money. He's not talking about one money that will just eat you back. Go and walk. Go and walk. Shisha, walk. Sweat. You want to have money without sweating, without walking? Walk. Philippians 4 verse 17. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire a fruit that may abound to your account. What is your common sermon? If they preach this in several churches today, they won't come back to church next Sunday. That man of God does not want us to prosper. Looking for easy money. What leads people into prostitution and stealing? It's not easy money. See verse 18. But I have all and are born, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. He said it better in this to the Corinthian church. Check 2 Corinthians 8:14. Hallelujah. Are you getting something from the Bible? Are you getting something today? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, I'm sound. Say, I'm sound in Bible teaching. Say, I'm sound in Bible interpretation. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Please pardon me. Today. Today is Sunday. It's one service, not two service. 8 verse 14. But by an equality, that now at this time, your abundance may be supplied for their wants, that their what? Abundance also may be a supply for your wants. There may be what? Verse 15, as it is written, he that gathereth much hath nothing over, and he that gathereth little hath no lack. So, brethren, what is a New Testament way that God has designed to meet the needs of his children? Let me ask that question again. What is the New Testament way that God has designed to meet the needs of his children? So what is the in Christ method of working in abundance? Love amidst brethren. How will God supply the needs of Philippian church according to scripture in glory? The generosity of the saints. So there will be a consciousness of the fact that the blood of Jesus bound us together. And therefore, we give to one another. You get that? A consciousness of the Father was the blood of Jesus did what? Joined us together. So because the blood joined us together, therefore, we give to one another. See that? Acts 2:44. This was practiced countless times in the book of Acts. Acts 2 verse 44. Want to go? And all that believed, come on, when I say want to go, I mean want you to read, say it out. Your Bible is yours. In church, you open it. Thank you, everybody. Come on, Acts 2, verse 44. And all that believed were what? Together and had all things common. Verse 43. And sold their possession and goods and parted them to all men as every man has need. Now, please, now pay attention. Pay attention, everybody. Take her outside, please. Come down, probably bring her back inside. This is where the problem now lies. Since what you require is an earthly possession, where is that earthly possession? With a man. Right? Is it with God? Does God have... If you check God's account today, it's zero. God's financial account. I didn't say it's account of the spirit. God, if God has an account, everybody told you, just go to your background, search in bank, type God. When you see him, come and tell us his account balance. Zero. Because all his money, he has what? How many? All. Didn't remain anyone for when the day Joshua S want to do his wedding, he's not looking for one emergency breakthrough. Now, please get me right. So you know I'm not teaching you poverty. Get me right now. Since what you require is an earthly need, God will have to tickle somebody else to give to you. In the exam question yesterday, maybe let me just say this, let's send this answer generally. When I ask you that, when you hear or see the word man, what should be the next thing that will come to your mind? Juliet, choice. If you don't write that, you are failed. Simple. Choice. Free will. What do you write? You wrote rebellion. Once you hear man means this man can choose. Don't worry, I will draw another head for you very well. So, man is a being of choice. Why? Do you know why we have a Bible that is bigger as this? It's because you are not a robot. God would not have to beg you. That's what God did. God gave himself the wallah. He created a man that can choose to obey or choose to disobey. Once they take away that man factor from you, you are a robot. Even ghosts have a choice. Are you with me, brethren? Say I'm a man because I can choose. So why are we teaching like this? So that you can choose the right thing. A man that sees the wrong thing, God will respect his choice. Why? He's a man. Man is licensed to choose. So, when God tickles somebody to give you, does the man still have a license to obey God or disobey God? Yes. In fact, you can find that by yourself. You too, how many times have God tell you to give somebody money? And say, no, God, Baba, in 3 days, my intern solution will expire. So, it works both ways. Amen? Selah. Follow me. So, God will have to instruct somebody
Huh?
Tell someone that will tell someone to help you. God does not override man's will. Anything you see all those places you go, they say they give you a miracle handkerchief. See, when you get before the interviewer, just bring out the handkerchief. What do? Wipe your eyes. Say instantly, the guy will not know what he's doing. He will give you the job. That is not a power of God. That is manipulation. It is demonic. If the man that lay hands on the even if he's wearing white, if he's wearing white, I will show you very soon in that or other series how saints can conjure demonic power not knowing. I will show you. It's there, it's in the Bible. You can conjure a power that is not of God, and you are saying it, and you are even using it in the name of Jesus. You can conjure a power that is not in Jesus in the name of Jesus. You get there. That's why we'll be coming on Wednesday for Bible study. Look at that one. So that is why a guy got to the interview table. He doesn't know that both him and the interviewer, they are attending the same church. You know, bring out his handkerchief, prayer. They are, whoa, wipe his face. Ghana say, he brought out his own. Yeah, answer the question. What's that? That's manipulation. Amen. All those love. God does not manipulate the will of man. He respects the will of men. Obedience is his desire. God wants to open the eyes of Paul, wants to get Paul filled with the Spirit. Then he still has to send a man. If you read that discussion in Acts 9, the man was even arguing with God. Abi, he has to persuade him until he eventually went. So what is God's way of reaching out to men? Persuasion. Persuasion. Not manipulation. Not that you just the program you like is it Matrix or just change your coding and suddenly just going. And when you see someone that say love you, why do you like me? I don't even know why I like you. I just love you. Okay? I don't even know why I'm doing this. I'm just crazy for you right now. That craziness without reason. It's a program. Very soon, another program will just come. That one will just wipe off. You know how program works? Wipe off, garbage in, garbage out. I think that love must be a reason. Any guy that loves you based on nothing is a lie. So, let me show you a scriptural example. Exodus chapter 4. I like taking you through everything. I'm just staying with efficiency. Esther, if you don't know where it is, I will wait for you. Open it. Esther is before as warriors. It's got the book of Asuarius and Asuarius. Hallelujah. Do you know the king they call Evil Merodach? Evil Merodach. It is in the Bible. You don't read the Old Testament. You are reading the New Testament alone. I pity you. Just get before God. God will just line all the prophets. I say, okay. Have you read Nahum before? Nahum will be there. No, sir. No, you are going to hell, right? Okay, Esther 4, verse 12. Okay. And then they told to Mordecai Esther's word. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. 14, for if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then there shall enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether you are in the kingdom for such a time as this?" See verse 15. Then Esther bade them return. Bade them return Mordecai this answer. "Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan." Thank you. "And fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maiden will fast likewise. See, they fasted, they prayed. So will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. Everybody look at your Bible. And if I perish, I perish. 17. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. Now, listen. There is a need. In fact, that need is beyond what you are seeing there. It's a redemptive need. It's not just about Esther. It's about the race of Jesus. Hope you understand. It's about the race of the Messiah. They are about to wipe up the race of the Messiah. It will be back to square one. Amen? So, it must not happen. But men must pray. Now, see the issue. Esther 6 verse 1. How did God answer? Now, you know, I didn't want to go into when Esther came before the king and the king stretched his scepter. But see this key one. Esther 6 verse 1. On that night could not the king what? Sleep. And he commanded to bring the book of the records and of the chronicles, and they were read before the king. Wow. Let me tell you, if it is a demon, the king will just wake up dead. Like, he just die. Just like some Yoruba valleys. I can't forget that guy in Yoruba film. They call him Abbas Ologunka. If you are looking for love potion, you want to manipulate a girl to marry you, to love you, it will tell you to pay. You pay heavily. But if you come looking for a juju to make somebody run mad or stroke, free. Free, you just take. Ah. So, what did God do to the king? He simply directed the king. What's next thing? Before then, put your hand in Esther 6, go to Job 33. Hallelujah. Say I'm sound in Bible interpretation. Job 33, are you there? Verse 14. This is key. See how God intervenes. People are praying that God help us touch the heart of the king. See how God usually intervenes. Job 33, verse 14. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. 15. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumbering upon the bed. 16. Then he opened the ears of men and sealeth their instruction, that he may withdraw men from his purpose, that he was may. Is it that he will or that he may? He may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from men. 18. He keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from the perishing of the sword. So what will God do to man? Instruction. Persuasion. Not manipulation. So go back to that Esther 6 verse 2. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus. Verse 3, want to go, everybody? And the king said, what honor and dignity had been done to Mordecai for this? Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, there is nothing done. So, who made the final decision? God or the king? The king. What did God do? He persuaded him. So God will bless you based on the perception and allowance of men. I'm sorry. That is why if you are praying that, Father, I need $500 billion now. It's not that God is not answering. It's about from where. A man must drop it. Must. Unless you want an angel to be vomiting money in your room. Like we have learned to believe in our old. Just give me three both films now that talk about such things. Blood money, Sakaba, I've forgotten those days. I didn't watch that one. You remember a lot of them, some money. Remember that one? Amen. Good. So God will bless you based on what? The two things: persuasion and allowance of men. You ask for such money, do you want God to wreck CBN because of you? Thank you, man. $500 billion. So, giving is God's way of blessing. It means it will now come from one person to the other, not from heaven. Men will have to make decisions. Let me skip the rest of that book of Esther. Good. So, but you know what happened there, right? In Esther 6. Eventually, the king now decided, this is how I will honor Mordecai. And Haman will now be the one to even carry out the sentence. So, God did his own in the night to the king. The king now acted. So, if what the Esther is asking for is a wealth that the king does not have, when the king wakes up, will he be able to do anything? No. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that is how God blesses. Now, this is now my question. What must you do when you are asking for something that you know it will take the permission of another man somewhere? You stay in faith. You stay in persistence. Hallelujah. That means what? You stay in persistence. You stay in faith. So the individual will keep being persuaded until it eventually happens. So also in church, yes, we teach generosity. That's why I tell people in this place, don't go a week without giving to a saint. Don't go a week without giving to somebody. You don't have to give it in church. It can be transferred from your phone. It can be a credit. It can be any. You don't go a week. Why? Saints are your greatest treasure. I told you in that's the family of God. Who remember that? This quote is not in the series. I said, fellowship is what we all have in Christ, but fellowship is practiced where? In a local church. The Christian in this church and the Christian in Koza, do we have fellowship in Christ? Yes. But where do we practice fellowship? In the local church. That is where you practice fellowship. Brethren, are you with me? Come on, don't get tired there. You are getting somewhere to happen. Amen. So that people don't get lazy, expecting when Sabuki will drop money, expecting when Brother Joshua S will drop the next coins, he instructs everybody to walk. Walk. All we are to do for you is not to get you a job, is to tell you to go and walk. Which type of work? Honest work. Which type? Which details? None of our business. Any church that is specializing on entrepreneurship, you are going after your perimeter. Tell them to go and do honest work. Shikena. Don't micromanage them. Amen? If I have my way, nobody in my church will work with any press or any media. I hate that. I hate it. I hate media. That's my preference. It's not a doctrine. So, as man, there are things you should know. As a man, not as a Christian though. As a man. Somebody will tell me, Pastor, I'm looking for you. What should I do? Don't you have Naira land? Hot Nigerian jobs, right? Why are you doing like you don't know them? Be talking to youth. Give us one more. One more. As in professional what? Applicants. You know those ones. Don't ask your pastor. Don't ask me. My duty is in that job, I will ensure that number one, you still have time for the gospel. Number two, you are doing honest work. Not get you recommend. We don't share jobs here. Amen. Job is outside, it's on the internet. Get it. Amen. Praise God. First Peter chapter 1. So in church, we have our own focus. The in Christ method of meeting believers' need is our love work. Not stealing Dangote's money. Don't say the wealth of a sinner is running to me. Want God to steal the money of Dangote and come and give it to you? Want to make a God a partner in crime? 1 Peter 1:22. Don't get tired, brethren. Don't worry. We enjoy this one as we close. I will share some other scriptures in the light of Christ. 1:22, let's read together. Yes. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart, how? Fervently. Hallelujah. With a pure heart, how? Fervently. Now, a subheading. So, what are the consequences of not walking in love? What are the consequences of not walking in love? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Why, if you didn't bring water for me, Abby, so I can preach short and can go. The plan will not work. Okay. 1 Corinthians 11, 26. Pay attention now. Consequences of when we don't walk in love together in church. Of course, if you want a background to this, what I'm about to say, get the series. What's the name? The New Testament Communion Service Part 1 and 2. Good. It's on the site. Our site has few issues. Just the guy that is handling it, I think he went to bury his mother in one village that has no network. I can't be able to reach him. When he's back, he will remove the security error on the website. But you can get it on that system back there after service. The New Testament Communion Service. So I'm saying that before I'm starting this because I'm not going to explain this in details unless you want us to be here till 3 o'clock. 11 verse 26. For as often as you drink this bread and eat this bread and drink this cup, you do shew the Lord's death till he comes. So I said in that series, I said our fellowship speaks of that sacrifice of Christ till the glorification of the saints. Not the eating, not bringing any food to church, but our fellowship. Eating the bread, drinking of the cup speaks of our fellowship with one another. So take that again. Our fellowship speaks of that sacrifice of Christ until the glorification of the saints. He said that we may be one. So is the love that he showed them at the table depicted by serving them, washing their feet? Was that feet washing service? Everything was on the same day. The day he served them food, he washed their feet. John captured the washing of feet. Matthew and Luke captured the communion exercise. So it is the love he showed them by serving them on that day that they are to reproduce in the amidst themselves in remembrance of him. Not that he was saying, keep eating agege bread, call it my body. Keep drinking tasty time, call it my blood. No, we are the body of Christ today. Praise God. We are the fulfillment of that prophecy. Are you with me, brethren? See James chapter 5 verse 14. Say we are the body of Christ. Say we love one another. Say we bless one another with physical things and with the things of the spirit. Say we bless one another with physical things and with the things of the spirit. See, I think I will resume what we shall do before now. To give your offering words to one another. Amen. Praise God. It's not always that you give or you drop offering in church. At times, anyway, don't get me wrong, sir. James 5 verse 14. When you are coming to church, as you are having something for maybe just for the church, generator, friendly, everything, you should have something for a saint. That is church. The one you are doing, dropping in offering, is to run the building. And of course, for the pastor. But what you give to one another is not only pastor that you have to love in the church. Saints! This must be heavy in our hearts. In fact, if somebody asks me, what if I have 100 naira, which percentage should I give to saints? Which percentage should I give to church? And of course, offering, I've said that, sorry, offering your love gift, according to a scriptural standard, is for to run the church and for the pastor. That's just scriptural standard. So if you ask me personally, which percentage should I drop for church and saints? I will say 1:4. For every one you drop for the church and the pastor, drop 4 for the saint. So if I have 100 naira, I will drop 20 for offering. I will give 80 around. That is God's design. He wants everybody to do fine. The pastor must not eye your bank account. That's why it's now got to an extent that you are saying, okay, we have a tight card in church. Understand? So that the any month you miss, we know. So we know how much you are earning. What's that? That is prognosing to what God never sent you. But saints are your treasure. The early church, there was no building. House to house. Are you with me? Say 1:4. Say it's my scriptural mandate. Say it's my redemptive mandate. To give to saints. Are you with me, brethren? This Bible. Come on. We all get work. James 5 verse 14. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Verse 15. And the prayer of faith shall what? Save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he had committed sins, they shall be what? Forgive him. 16. Confess your fault one to another and pray one for another. Now, that you may be healed, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let me go to verse 19. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one converted him, let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sin. Now, James was mixing the teaching ministry, that means correction of the saints, with how do I put it in this place? With preaching to the lost. In that last two verses, James was saying two things with the same words. Don't say James is wrong, it's not wrong. He was mixing correcting saints to what? Preaching to the lost. So why do we correct saints? Love. Why do we pray for one another? Love. Why do we forgive that confess your sin one to another? It's not for you. That is not for God to forgive. No, that is for us to walk in harmony so that we can pray for one another. Nobody should be sick in church and saints cannot gather together. I say we pray together until we get the answer. Hallelujah. Are you with me? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It's profitable for what? For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be what? Perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So, saints needs correction. Why do we correct in church? Love. Now, go back to that 1 Corinthians 11, 27. Hope you are following. Don't get tired. One thing that can save you today is if that generator goes off. And it will not go off. So by Joshua, hey, don't go outside. I don't trust you. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 27. Wherefore, also, so I just finished explaining 26. So what did I explain from 26 to? Fellowship, right? So in fellowship, what do we do together? We give to one another. We what? Pray for one another. We correct one another. That is why I quoted 1 Timothy 3:16 for you. and we teach one another doctrine. Doing all that is showing love. So I said, verse 27 now, wherefore, whosoever shall eat of this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. So how do you eat of the flesh and drink of the blood unworthily? That is simply talking about false fellowship. Fellowshipping in favoritism. Fellowshipping in disharmony. He's not talking about eating one bread. No. That's why he said, let a man was examined. Is that on the next verse? Okay, hold on. Rush to James 2. I'm going to quote James a lot today. And I'm 50% now. Yeah, off. James 2, verse 1. Say I'm blessed today. Say I'm edified. Say I'm loaded with informations. So you go through the week and go and meditate on these things. In church, church must not be so inspiringly. That's out of context, but I'm just saying something else. Church must not be where they just sprinkle scriptures, crack, then you go. No, we give you enough for you to think about during the week. Good. Okay, I said James 2, verse 1. My brethren, have not, please look at this one. Everybody, look at this one. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. Bookie, this is talking to you. For if any there come unto your assembly, a man with what? Gold ring in goodly apparel. And there come also a poor man in vile garments. Verse 3. And you have respect, hallelujah, to him that wear what? Gay. Imagine, say gay in Bible. Gay clothing. And say unto him, gay, you know, this guy, sit down here in a good place. And you say to the poor, stand out there. Under, beside the generator. Or sit here under my footstool. Are you not then partial in yourself and have become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world rich in faith? That's a lot. And heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to them that love him. Verse 6, but you have despised the poor. Do not the rich oppress you and draw you before the judgment seat? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by the which you are called? Should I tell you this? Worldly riches is an excuse for man to blaspheme God. 80% of those who are loud about there is no God, go and look at them, they are very rich. Sorry. Verse 8. We'll talk that one informally later. If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as yourself, as you do. Verse 9. Everybody wants to go, yes? But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. Hallelujah. In the same light of line of thought, see verse 14. What doth it profit, my brethren? Though a man say he hath faith and hath not works, can faith save him? If a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food, 16, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace and be ye warm, like Bradusha A we say, and fill and filled. No, say be filled. No one say he's hungry. Say be filled. Abba. Alaji. Notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body. What does it profit? So what's the next verse? Yes. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. So that's the theme of that chapter, is not redemption. It's not faith for salvation. Remember in the workers' meeting, I said faith can be many things. So what is faith here now? Faith here is what? It's love. It's a walk in love. It's good Christian conduct. So we have the faith. We have household of faith. We have in the latter times. Okay, when David says in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. What is that faith there? Doctrine. Sir? Infidel, yeah. He has denied the faith. It's worse than an infidel. So, doctrine, good Christian conduct. We all refer to them as faith. So faith must be qualified in context. Good. Are you with me? So faith in James is talking about practical what? Christianity. If you are thinking about salvation, check James 1:18. Everybody, Bible. James 1:18. What is in James 1:18? That one is faith for salvation. James 1:18. Want to go? Yes. Of his own will, begat he us through the word of truth. Kind of. See Ephesians 2 verse 8, be fast. That is a new birth. That one is new birth without works. So don't say faith without works is dead. You won't go to heaven. No, that's not what he's saying. That's talking about good Christianity. Are you with me, brethren? Joshua, face your Bible. Ephesians 2 verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself. It is the what? Gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Go to Titus chapter 3 verse 8. Hallelujah. Titus 3 verse 8. So faith in that one, that is that's the new birth. So based on the new birth, we show forth good works. Now, verse 8, Titus 3 verse 8. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou art found what? Constantly. That they which are believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. Now, back to 1 Corinthians 11:28. You must, don't forget the line of thought too. Don't forget where we are coming from. So, 1 Corinthians 11:28. But let a man examine what? Himself. The word examine there in the Greek means you should prove yourself, scrutinize yourself. So let him eat. No, that cannot be physical bread. Say, examine yourself, so you what? Eat and drink. He's not saying check, then eat. No, he's talking about fellowship. See that verse again? So let a man examine himself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. I think that word examine, that is dokimazo. D-O-K-I-M-A-Z-O. I'm going to write that one down. Maybe I will ask in your next exam. D-O-K-I-M-A-Z-O. It means to test. That's to examine, to test, to prove. To prove the genuinity of something. Just like we do to melters. You test melters to know if it is truly genuine. So you check your priority in church. Realign your priority. Don't have unforgiveness. Don't have disdain for saints. Then you are fellowshipping. No. Trash out the unforgiveness. Trash out lack of disharmony. Then you fellowship correctly. Are you with me? Don't have favoritism in your heart. Then you say you are fellowshipping. No. Examine yourself. Scrutinize yourself. Purge out the old leaven. Purge out the old mindset. Don't do class gospel. We are the BSC class. We have the HND class. We have the OND. We have the school sat. No. We have the billionaire class, billionaires club, and rich club looking for a job. Bay single, bayless, bayful, like marriageable, no marriage. We don't have class in church. Which one do you belong to? Say, I'm in Christ. Hallelujah. Say, no class here. Say, you are equally justified. So we're natural ear, wig, low cut, attachment, cover up. You understand what I'm saying? Everything is what? Justified. Hallelujah. What? Which one are you doing? You are doing cover up. Good. Matthew chapter 5, verse 23. See how this one says this. Don't get tired. It's church. Don't get tired. Therefore, if thou brings thy gift to the altar, and there remembers that thy brother hath what? Alt against thee. What should you do? Next verse. Leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way first to reconcile to thy brother, then come and offer thy gift. That means you must not prioritize ceremony. Ceremony. A lot of Christians, they love ceremony. Ceremony. Carry me in Yoruba. No. Love. Say love. Say love. Say honesty. Hallelujah. Good. Go to Romans chapter. Okay, before Romans, 1 Corinthians 11, 29. Back there. Don't get tired. It's me here today. Me and you. But don't worry, good news is I'm 75% done. I'm actually Russian. Skipping several details. 1 Corinthians 11:29. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh what? Damnation to who? Himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause, many are what? Weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Many even die. Why are they dying? No love. They are not walking in love. Somebody is sick. You didn't check up on him. Love is not spiritual sickness. It's not a sickness that came from the spiritual. Physical things are happening, but you are not taking care of yourself. I mean, saints are not taking care of one another. See Romans 15 verse 1. Romans 15 verse 1. Don't get tired. Come on. You must endure. 30 more minutes I'll be done. You sink. The storm is over. Are you sure? That one not in Christ? It's not in Christ. Storm is over. I think it's in Christ now. They were white in the video. The side cast the light. Ooh. Shining. Don't we beyond the cloud? And we have the prince of the power of the air. So you know the cloud you are talking about. Specify. Don't sing songs that have confusion. Don't sing songs that prioritize melody to words. For the sake of melody, they remove some words in songs. Just like, he lives in me. What is living in you? Can't you say it? Don't say it lives in me. Anything can live in you. Pastor Ingana, say, even a goat can live in you. Don't say it lives. Who lives in you? I think when I now dig down into that song, I guess if I remember well, I think it was actually our producer that told her to remove all the God factor so that the song can sell. So I don't say it's Jesus that lives in you. So the song can become what? Universal. Stuff like that. He lives in you. There are some songs, eh? If you will be listening to it, you will think, you will not know if it's a love song or a gospel song. You just be in center. Am I singing to my bae? When I talk about the love of God, I love. Your word is saying something, your emotion is saying something. Is it how to love God? Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Lord, it's good though. You can say, Lord, you are the strength of my life. Lord, but when you start saying, Lord, you get sugar in my tea. Oh, you are there. Once it has become the sugar in your tea, the honey in your what? The lollipop in your, the cream in your eyes to make ice cream. You understand? Hallelujah. As ice cream, you are the cream in my eyes. Jesus. You are the avenger in my infinity war, something like that. Don't get tired, brethren. I'm sure you'll see on your Bible. So, say specify. Tell your neighbor, say specify. Say don't leave us in confusion. Specify. Be loud about what you are saying. Thank you. Good. So, I say Romans 15, right? Verse 1. We then that are strong. This is not our service, it's really long, dude. This is just one of the days I had. We then that are strong, say I'm lying. Us to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to what? Let's read it again. Want to go? We then that are strong, also bear the infirmities of the weak and not to. Somebody is saying, I'm praising myself today that I'm not bearing your infirmity. No. Strengthening you. Amen. Verse 2. Let every one of us please his own neighbor for his good towards edification. Verse 3. Want to go? For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it's written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. So people died of want in that Corinthian church because the rich among them, they were not sharing. They were stingy. How does God meet our needs? We share together. Everybody gets those honest things, and when there's need, you share together. That's Bible. Not one expecting one. First Timothy 6:17. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 1 Timothy 6:17. Check them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded. Look at the Bible. Shake them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us all things, what? Who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Verse 18, 1, 2, everybody, let's read. That they, please, I want to hear your voice now. Are you fighting with me? Again, verse 18, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to. 19, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. So God is well pleased with all what we do for a saint. The reward is eternal. Amen? The reward is eternal. So he now said in that 1 Corinthians 11:31, if we will judge ourselves, we will not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastised of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the what? With the world. So that means the normal things that happens to people in the world, it will not happen to us when we what? Share together. The normal sickness that people will say they are sick of cancer, you know, we bring you to church, we lay hands on you, we share the gift of healing together, share workings of miracles, etc. Hallelujah. Say we value one another. Say we value one another. So verse 13 says, wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry for one another. Psalm 144, verse 3. Now, to my exact sermon today, what is man? What? Psalm 144, verse 3. Have you read what is man since? No. That one is what is God or something. So, in line with what we have been saying since, don't lose this ending part. Just 15-20 more minutes, I'll be done. Psalm 144, verse 3. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? That is what? Psalm what? 144 verse 3. But a book written long before Psalms said the same thing. Check Job 7. Job 7. Today, I'm just trying to change your Christian priority. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Job 7 verse 17. Are you there? Want to go? What is man that thou shouldest magnify him? Wow. And that thou shouldest set thy heart upon him? 18. And that thou shouldest visit him every morning and try him every moment. Hallelujah. Go back to Psalm 8 verse 2. In the top place, we have this thing in the Bible. Psalm 8 verse 2. Please open your Bible. If you are using phone, ensure your data is off. Don't be distracted. Use Bible alone. That is why you are in church. Church, you prioritize God's word. God's word. God's word. Say God's word. Psalm 8 verse 2. Come on. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings. See, it is carnality that will make you deliberately distract yourself in church. It's carnality. One day, I will come here. We are going to rate our carnalities. I will tell you to examine yourself. You analyze yourself. How long do you spend on Facebook every day? You rate your carnality. You rate yourself. Amen. Some of you can gist, can talk, can sleep. Get serious. You're a soldier. You don't entangle yourself with things of the world. Okay, I said Psalm 8 verse 2, right? Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you might steal the enemy and the avenger. That was tall. That's where they saw the Avenger from. Verse 3. When I consider thy heavens and the works of thy fingers. Pay attention. I considered your heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained. Verse 4, want to go? What is man that thou hast mindful of him? And the son of man that you visit him? You have made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under. Verse 6. Again, everybody wants to go. Made him to have dominion over thy hands. And thou hast put all things. This is where that our son got it wrong. You didn't read what the writer is saying. He's saying, although I saw a man here, he looks feeble, looks like Janjala, but I saw mountains, saw stars. We now sang a song. Oh Lord my God, Abby. Where are you know someone that consider. I see the stars. I hear the rolling thunders. That patrol universe is made. What's the next thing? Then sings my soul, my savior. You didn't finish Revelation. The psalmist said, I saw those mountains. I saw everything. But I saw that you put everything under a man. So who is the greatest? Man or the mountains? So, should you praise God for the big mountain, big river, or for the man? Do you understand? Say man is powerful. Say man holds a big position in the mind of God. Of course, the man in Christ. Like, it is, Jesus. It is contrary to the spirit of Christ to value things more than men. See, that question, what is man? Why man? Why is it that although we have gigantism all over, we are a man is the ruler? Why? God already answered that same question. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Hope you the question to the exam yesterday. And that question, what did I say? I said, what is the intention of God as in Genesis 1, 26 to, yeah, I'm just looking for three words. If you don't get this, you're off. Which is in this place. Genesis 1, 26. And God said, let us make man if you like, write Christ too. You show me Christ in Genesis 1:26. Okay, after our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over every creeping thing. Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him, male and female created he them. Hallelujah. So, can you answer the question of the psalmist? What is man? Man, psalmist, you are correct. But you saw the big mountains, you saw the big stars. They are all big, but they are not in the image of God. The only being in the image of God is what? Man. That's my answer, I'm expecting. It's like that in the series. Man is the only one in the image of God. Genesis 2 verse 1. Genesis 2 verse 1. Come on. We have time after service now. Let's finish this up. I have 10 more minutes here. Therefore, man is the reason behind everything. Even angels are created for man. Not man for angels. I showed you this yesterday. Genesis 2 verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the what? Host of them. What does host mean? I mean angels. So it is anti-redemptive to rate buildings more than set. I wrote this in my notes this way. I said God can have heart attack because of a man. Sorry, that's to describe the love of God. Heart attack. Like, man owns a big position in the world. Mind of God. So, in church, let your valuation be the people you are gathered with, not the building, not the architecture. It is an insult to your own spiritual intelligence for us to ask you, why do you go to that church? Say they have nice AC. They have good speaker. They have nice, they serve us. You are rating things more than saints. Say, take it to yourself that you feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. The microphone is not being purchased with his blood. Anybody that has money can buy better instrument than the best church in the world. But man, hallelujah, man, say man. Say we are one. Say the blood made us one. As something like me, things that I cannot do on a normal day. When I hear saints, my heart has to melt. In a big way, I love privacy. But for the sake of saints, I can't stay in my house alone. Normally, that car should not be able to, it's meant for family. But for saints, I can't forget that day that we came for that layout at Abuja. I loaded this car. Even me, I pitied the car. And to not make matters worse, we all just finished a vigil. And instantly, just an hour rest, we have to drive. Everybody, I was carrying about 10 souls in the vehicle. They were all sleeping. Me too, I was feeling asleep. And there was now a guy beside me. He was there to ensure I don't sleep while driving. He too, he shut down. I was saying, God, I said, I'm driving 10 cents. I must be alert. And actually, that day, you didn't know what actually happened. When we were now close to Ibadan, from Abuja, on that if Ibadan, everybody was just sleeping. In like 1 second, I went off the way. I just went. Something just tickled me back. Oh, come back. Not me and you today. Then that girl I was fear. What is her name? Antonia. She now noticed. She now gave me water. I said, thank you. Drank. Continue again. These saints are treasures. See, I treasure them around me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't come and play the keyboard. Don't allow them to minister to you from the back. Hallelujah. Now, one of the characteristics of people going to hell is hatred for saints. I didn't say that is what will take them to hell, but one of the characteristics of people going to hell is hatred for saints. What takes a man to heaven? Coolly check John 3, verse 14. John 3, 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Verse 15. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Verse 16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. 18, want to go, everybody? He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten. John 5, 21. So the condemnation is the individual's rejection of the gospel. John 5, 21. For as the Father raised up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. 22. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. 24. Want to go? Yes. Verily, verily, I say unto you. Brother Tammy, come on. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death. Let's see what John the Baptist said. John 3:36. John 3:36, this is John the Baptist speaking here. It was Jesus that was speaking in verse 18. It is John the Baptist that was speaking, that is speaking in verse 36. Want to go? He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God. You know, John the Baptist, he didn't say that it is water baptism that will take a man to hell or heaven. He said it is believing the Son or rejecting the Son. Praise God. Paul made it clear in his epistles, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. Be fast, I'm closing. Chapter 1, verse 3. We are born to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and that the charity of every one of you towards each other abundant. Now, please pay attention, verse 4. So that we ourselves glory in you, in the church of God, for your patience and faith in all your works, persecution and tribulations that you endure. Now, so there was persecution and tribulation, right? Verse 5. Which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God. Is that why they are destroyed? No, but is what? Manifest token. The way we know those who will be judged of God, those who are persecuting saints. Flow. That you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer. Verse 6, see, it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Verse 8, want to go? In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with what? Everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Verse 10, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Hallelujah. So why are those people going to heaven? They believe the testimony. Why will they not go? Is it because they are persecuting saints? Because what? So, persecuting the saints will be a fruit of their unbelief. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, the gospel defines heaven and hell. And one of the ways we know those who have not believed the gospel is that hatred for the believer. So, you must not pick up that character, amen? Persecution for the preacher, as seen above. Matthew 25. I think this is the last scripture. Yeah. Matthew 25. So let me use all I've said to explain this parable to you. Matthew 25:31. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall he gather all nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set to the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left hand. Verse 34, right? Then shall the king say unto them on the right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. 35, for I was an hungered, and that is really hungry. And you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you what? You took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. 37. Then shall the righteous answer, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered and feed thee, or thirsty, and we gave you drink? When did we see you a stranger, we took you in naked, and we clothed thee? Or when do we see you sick or in prison, and we came to thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it to me. Sorry, intelligent, are they entering heaven because they gave to Jesus? Sorry, because they gave to saints? Why are they entering heaven? Because they believed the gospel. But one of the fruit of believing the gospel is you will love one another. You will give out. Let's see the contrast. Verse 30, 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angel. For I was an hungered, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and you visited me not. 44. Then shall they also answer, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, thirsty, stranger, naked, sick, prison, and did not minister unto thee? 45. Then shall he answer unto them, saying, what? Verily I say unto you, let's read together, insomuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did not to me. 46. And this shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. So it is not the giving of water that saves. Amen? But it shows the state of their hearts. So I pray the keyboards now. It shows the state of their hearts. It's not the giving of water that saves, but the giving shows if they have believed or not. Say, I'm a believer. Say, I give to saints. So, there is also this deception out there. And God cautioned me to beware. When all, like personally, God cautioned me to beware. We have people that all they value greatly is their immediate family. Like their immediate nuclear family. You earn 200K every month. And you pay school fees for your kid 350K. In 3 months. So where will you see something to give to saints? What remains for your brethren in Christ? No, it looks subtle. Because this is something that it will be difficult to speak against in several circles. You know, they say, if you don't feed your family now, you have denied the faith. Now you have done this, you have done this. Ah, yes. But remember also. Change the voice. But remember also. Use grand piano or something better. Remember also, you have a family in God. Say, I have a family in God. So beyond that, your immediate family, you have a family in God. All your earnings cannot be for your nuclear family. It must not be 90 ratio 10. Like, it's a type of, I'm looking for perversion in the world. I have people that I will see family members. People they will be asking them for money like this. I mean, my place of work, and they just say there's no money, and you are paying 1.2M for school fees of somebody in primary school. Now, please try and get me right. Anyway, there is a balance to all this, but. Value saints. Saints must be in your budget. Write that down. Saints must be in my budget. Saints of God, they must be in my budget. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have a stronger cord. I'm not saying our family cord here will be broken once we get to heaven. Not that maybe when you get to heaven, you won't know your wife again. Forget that parable of the rich man and Lazarus. They still know themselves there now. So it's not that my baby boo will see me in heaven and say, hey, you, come here. No, I will spank ahead. I mean, in heaven. But we have a stronger bond, amen? That Ephesians 4, 13, 14 says, for which cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Say family. Say one family. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say one family. Say one family. So, like I said earlier, fellowship is what all believers have one with another. But fellowship is practiced in the church. Much more in this place, we are going to practice fellowship. Pray in tongues, everybody. Thank you. We are going to practice fellowship. We practice love. We practice love. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray in tongues. We practice love. Love amidst brethren. That is God's will of supplying abundance. So does God meet our needs? Tell them the answer is yes. Does God bless us? Yes. Does he bless us with abundance? Yes. Whose abundance? Abundance of the saints. Does God have any separate money somewhere to give to somebody? No. He has given all to men. As we teach more, people will become more generous and they will give to one another. We become less selfish, less stingy. Oh, our needs are met. We receive ideas, supernatural ideas, ideas. We know what to do. Just pray. We don't lose it out in trade. We don't trade with people that will dupe us. We do honest work. Man holds a high place in the mind of God. Man is valuable to God. And the man in Christ is the man in the intention of God. Is the man in the mind of God. Is the man in the mind of God. So we value them. We give to them. We value them. Be of it. Thank you. Pray in tongues, man. Pray in tongues. Oh. Pray in tongues. Oh. Mali rose vola dade. Shadade. Lipola ze voli ro dade. Eh. Mali rose te gevele o. Shabile rosa dade. Gilles, come on, give me a song in this line. Mali rose dade. Je poli rosa da. Le bola rede. Sapola roda de da da da. Nebola cola rosa fileta ketado. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, God has given me a family. Come on, you say it loudly like a confession. Say, God has given me a family. Say, I have a family in God. Say, I have a family in God. Say, I value my family. Say, we give one to another. Say, we bless one another in physical things and in spiritual things. Say, we heal one another. Say, we heal one another. Say, we teach one another. Say, we take care of one another. Say, we support one another. We instruct one another. We help one another. We cover one another. We shield one another. Because we are one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sing in the Holy Ghost, everybody. None is weak among us. Together we stand. I have a family in God. I gladly participate in building this family up. I have a family in God. And I gladly participate in building this family up. As instructed by the leaders, I participate. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sing in the Holy Ghost. Just hold hands and cross. Hold hands of somebody. Sing in the Holy Ghost. Sing in the Holy Ghost. Yes, give us a song.
We are the family of God. We know who we are. We are the family of God. We know who we are. Though we practice love, for we know who we are. We are the family of God, we know who we are. So we walk in love, we know who we are.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We are the family of God, we know who we are. So we walk in love, we know who we are. We are the family, we are the family of God, we know who we are. So we walk in love, so we walk in love, we know who we are.
Jesus, right now we bless one another with the gift of the Spirit. With the gift of the Spirit, we bless one another with the gift of the Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. La brale mo zapile rasa ke pile mo sata katale masa ke ti dede. Steke pale mo zapile rasa ke pale mo zapale masa ke ti. La brale mo la 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 la. Steke pile mo liro tate ke to tate dede. La po zapile rasa ke pale mo katale mo zapi tanteta. Pole rasa ke pale mo la mo steke pile mo zapile randa. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. With the gift of the Spirit, with healings, with healings. You have a blessed week in the name of Jesus. You have a week full of wonders. Full of wonders. Supernatural. Supernatural.
I know who I am.
Sing.
We are the family of God, we know who we are. So we walk in love, so we walk in love, we know who we are. Oh, we